Amen. Well, we're going to look to the Word at this time, and the title for this message tonight is Overflowing Measure. Let's pray for the Word. God, we thank you for the Word that you have given to us, the Word that brings healing to our bones, and that is our very bread that brings life to our very mortal bodies. And we pray tonight, God, that you would come and speak, that your voice would be heard. Pray that as your word goes forth, that every heart would receive it, that we would be changed by your Holy Spirit and by your presence and by your mandate upon our lives tonight. God, we glorify you. We honor you tonight. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to come and speak to this word. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, you can open up to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. In this book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus. And in this chapter here, he begins with a prayer that is guided by the Holy Spirit, that indicates the very heart of God for his church. This prayer is meant to encourage, it is meant to challenge, and to stir us. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10 and 14 to 21. His, God's, intent was that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church. Everybody say, by the church. To the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, and I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his spirits in your inner being. And I pray that you may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. These verses in this scripture, they are meant to teach us that there is a spiritual call upon the church to operate in the full measure of God. There is a measure. There is a portion of the Holy Spirit that God has placed within every single one of his believers for a purpose. And in these verses, Paul is urging the church in this letter to receive revelation, to receive understanding regarding the purpose of the Holy Spirit for the church. And regarding the measure of the Spirit, he says, "For this reason, I kneel before the Father." And we can imagine that as he is praying to the Father for this amazing apostle who dedicated his life to preaching the gospel, to preaching the good news of Jesus, that there was this earnest cry that began to arise from his heart and from his spirit as he began to pray for the church, as he began to pray for the believers to receive the revelation of what God was trying to say through these verses. And he says, "For this reason I pray, I earnestly call out to the Father and intercede. See that you may grasp this, that you may receive this, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." Do we understand tonight what the fullness of God represents? This word fullness, it means the body of believers filled with the presence, power, riches of God and of Christ, completeness, abundance. And it is interesting when you begin to study this verse and to study this word fullness, the scholars liken this word fullness to that of a ship that is filled with merchandise, captains, sailors, soldiers, and rowers. And God is saying here that he is longing and is wanting, and his purpose is that his church be filled to capacity. Be filled to capacity with believers who are functioning each in their own role. Some of us are going to be captains. Most people are going to be rowers, sailors, and soldiers, picking up the oars, working together in unity with one vision, with one purpose, to move the church through the current of this culture, through the changing waves and waters of this world. Soldiers who fight for God's vision for his church, who are armed, strengthened, and who fight to protect the holiness of his name. This one word, fullness, can you receive its meaning for your role in God's church? This definition concludes by saying that you may become a body wholly filled and flooded by God. The measure of God that we are to receive and to function in as a church, it is not a small measure. It is not a small portion. It is not even half of a measure, but rather it is the fullness of God. It is all of him. It is all of his Holy Spirit. It is all of his giftings and his power working in his church. And this passage is speaking to the church specifically because as individuals, we cannot attain to the fullness of God. Jesus was the only one who was able to attain to his fullness. But as individuals, there is an overflowing measure of his Holy Spirit that we each must walk in. And when each of us are flowing in the measure that is overflowing, it is then that the church attains to the full measure of God. Ezekiel chapter 47 describes the river of God flowing from his temple. And the title of this passage in the New King James is called The Healing Waters and the Trees. And in this passage, Ezekiel is being given a vision from the Lord. It is a picture of how God wants to send the river of his Holy Spirit to each of his believers, that it would flow within his church, and that it would not stop within his church, but that it would begin to flow from his church, from every single side and every corner of his church to every corner of the city around us. Ezekiel 47, verses 1 to 5. The man brought me back to the entrance to the temple, and I saw water coming out from under the threshold of the temple toward the east. The water was coming down from under the south side of the temple, south of the altar. He then brought me out through the north gate and led me around the outside to the outer gate facing east. And the water was trickling from the south side. As the man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits and then led me through water that was ankle deep. He measured off 1,000 cubits, led me through water that was knee deep. He measured off 1,000 and led me through water that was up to the waist. He measured off 1,000, but now it was a river that I could not cross because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim in, a river that no one could cross. These waters in this passage, they signify the gospel of Christ, which went forth from Jerusalem into the surrounding countries, along with the gifts and the power of the Holy Spirit which accompanied it. May we be encouraged and stirred afresh tonight to move in a measure of his Spirit that is overflowing, that as a church we may obtain the full measure of his healing waters, that as a church we may obtain the full measure of every gift of his Spirit. Number one tonight, what is your measure? What portion of the Holy Spirit is filling and controlling your life? You see, we either flow in God's supernatural river, or we flow in the river of our natural life. There are waters flowing from our lives every day, and they are either the healing waters or they are muddy waters. In Ezekiel's vision, he is led out to witness the different measures that God's people are flowing in. And the level of water that they are walking in, it represents the level of their surrender to the Spirit of God flowing in and through them. And the first measure that he sees in these waters are ankle deep. Verse 3, as the man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits and then led me through water that was ankle deep. If you think about walking through water that is only up to your ankles, we are continually picking up our feet out of this water. They don't stay in the water very long. We can easily dry them off. When the water is only to our ankles, we basically have control over where we are walking. We have control over our upper body, where we turn. We are still in control. The next measure that Ezekiel sees is water that is knee-deep. Verse 4, he measured off another 1,000 cubits and led me through water that was knee-deep. At this level of water, we are surrendered to the waters a little bit more. Our feet may or may not come out of this level of water, but we are still only partially wet. We still have control over most of our bodies, where we turn. We have control over our heads, which represents our minds, what we see, what we hear and say. The next measure that Ezekiel sees is waist deep. He measured off another 1,000 and led me through water that was up to the waist. At this level, we are surrendered a little bit more to the waters. Our legs probably stay in the waters fully at this measure, but we still have control over our upper bodies, don't we? Even at this measure of the spirits. You see, we can be walking in the spirits with a certain measure upon our lives, but still not fully surrendered in our thoughts, in our minds, and what we see and what we hear, and our words may still not be fully surrendered to the Lord. Our vision may not fully be surrendered to the Lord, even though the river of God is up to our waist. We are flowing in a certain measure of the Spirit. The final measure that Ezekiel sees is overflowing. In verse 5, he measured off another 1,000. But now it was a river that I could not cross, because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim in. A river that no one could cross. This measure of water, it covers us completely. It is over our heads. It is so deep and flowing so strongly that we are swimming constantly in this water. We don't ever cross the river and get out at this point. Our entire body is surrendered to this measure of water that is flowing around us. And in this vision, these waters, they represent the gospel. They represent the healing waters of Jesus Christ. They represent the function and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5, verse 25, if the Holy Spirit is living in us, let us be led by him in all things. There are different measures of his Spirit that we each can be walking in tonight. What measure are you flowing in tonight? Are you ankle deep in his Holy Spirit? Perhaps you're here and you keep stepping in and out of his presence. You keep stepping in and out of his Holy Spirit and what God is wanting to do. You're just kind of dipping your toes in. You're experiencing it. You're walking in it, but you keep stepping out of what the Lord wants to do in your life. Your relationship has only gone so far as your salvation. Jesus is your Savior, but he still does not have control over the rest of your body, over the rest of your life. Are you knee-deep or waist-deep in the waters? Your feet and your legs, they may be covered with the waters of the Spirit, but you still are walking where you want to walk. You still have not surrendered the rest of your body. And in these waters, when they are knee-deep, and when they are waist deep, perhaps you are even thirsty and you're experiencing a measure of the Holy Spirit. It's good, you're enjoying his presence, but you're still able to get out of the waters. You're still able to step out of what God wants to do in your life at this measure. Jesus is your Savior. He's probably even your friend, and he might even be Lord over your life sometimes. But in this measure of water, he is not Lord over your life at all times. Maybe you're here tonight and you are in the overflowing measure, where his Spirit constantly fills you, where you are completely surrendered to the waters as he carries you and guides you through each stroke of life. When you have an overflowing measure, Jesus is Lord over every area of your life, over your minds, your heart, your voice, your will, desires, choices. You are surrendered to him in every area. Number 2 tonight is increase your measure. There are moments when all of us need to increase the measure that we are flowing in. And this comes down to our relationship with Christ, comes down to our spiritual hunger, our faith in his vision, our surrender to him as Lord. And I want to ask all of us tonight, who is Jesus Christ to you tonight? In Matthew chapter 16, Jesus came to some of his disciples and he said, who is it that people are saying that I am? And the disciples looked at him and they said, well, some think that you are John the Baptist. Some think that you are one of the prophets. Some say that you are Elijah. Verses 15 to 19, he looks at them and he says, but what about you, he asked. Who do you say I am? And Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah. You are the Son of the living God. And Jesus replied to Simon and he said, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was revealed to you by my Father. And I declare that on this day your name is Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, he says, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. And he goes on from there and he says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven so that whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. You see, the measure of who Jesus is in your life will determine the measure of his power that is flowing in you, through you, and within his church ultimately. Jesus is not asking us, well, what are other people saying about who I am? But it's a personal question to every single one of us. He is saying to all of us, who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? Peter answered correctly. He said, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And when we say and we live our lives as though Jesus is more than just our Savior, but he is the Son of the living God who has all power and all authority over us. When we live our lives as though Jesus has a plan for his kingdom and our entire focus, our entire goal is to pursue after this plan in our lives, then Jesus' response to us is powerful. He says to us, well done. He says, I will build my church now, and the gates of hell will not prevail in your life or in the church. And furthermore, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. I will give you the keys to walking in a spirit-filled life on earth. I will give you the keys so that you can bind things on earth and you can loose things on earth according to the will of God. Who is Jesus to you? There is a measure of his Holy Spirit that we are called to live our lives in. And this measure will be poured into us and into his church according to who Jesus is in our lives. You see, you can be on a search for friends and connections that can lead you down an ungodly path that will leave you disappointed, lonely, still hurting. Or you can pursue a friendship and a deep connection with Jesus Christ, and he will guide you in every relationship of your life. Do not settle for a drop of his Spirit. I believe there are too many believers and there are too many churches who settle for a drop, for a small measure of his Holy Spirit. Let us not be that body tonight. Let us not be those people tonight who settle for a small measure. Jesus wants to reveal himself to us as he did to Peter. He wants to open up the doors of heaven. He wants to release those healing waters in an overflowing measure of his Spirit and his gifts into his church. What are some areas that interrupt the flow of God's river in our lives and in his church? The word of God is clear that there are interruptions, there are hindrances that will be as a dam, that will be as these big boulders in the river that will stop the flow of the river of God from moving in his church. There is a dangerous pull upon our lives to love the ungodliness of this world. There is a dangerous pull upon our lives to dabble in unrighteous entertainments, to be self-driven, to live in a state of comparison with other people, of self-importance, to live for ourselves and not for the plan of God that he has set out for us. You see, he has promised us and he has told us that he is ready to pour out his Spirit. He is ready to build his church. But we must each do our parts to obey his word. We must each do our parts to increase our measure of holy living. We must each increase our spiritual hunger and our faith and operate in the gifts that he has given to every single one of us. Galatians chapter 6, verses 4 to 5, it speaks to this comparison. It says, each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else, for each one should carry their own load. Can we each carry our own spiritual load, church, without looking to someone else, without looking to the leaders to carry the spiritual load for you? We each have the ability to carry a spiritual measure upon our lives. Can we carry this without wondering why that person has a certain gift and I don't have that gift? We each have a spiritual load to carry, and the Holy Spirit is moving, and He will enable you to do His work if you believe. If we each would be brave enough to lay aside our own agendas and fulfill God's call and plan every day. Would you agree with me that Jesus Christ is worthy of our holy living? He is worthy tonight of our Holy Spirit focus and our Holy Spirit empowered living. When you overcome the sinful desires and the apathetic spiritual life, you will move in waters of the Holy Spirit that are not ankle deep. You will move in the waters of the Holy Spirit that are not knee deep or even waist deep. But the power and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, they will increase in your life, in every single person's life. They will increase in our lives until the waters are overflowing around us. And it is then, it is in this moment, it is in this manner of living where He will build His church, and we will rise to the full measure of His healing waters. We will rise to the full measure of His Holy Spirit power and gifts being poured out upon His church. May we increase, each one of us, our measure of passionate worship. May we each increase our measure of fervent intercessions that His salvation would come, that He would release His spiritual gifts. May we increase our faith tonight according to the Word of God. May we begin to stir that up even where you are. I encourage you and challenge you to begin to speak to your soul, begin to speak to your spirit, and allow the spiritual hunger to come alive again. Allow it to be stirred afresh. Let us increase that tonight. Because you see, when we increase our measure, God increases His measure to an overflowing measure that produces the full measure of God to build His church in the name of Jesus. And number three tonight is fulfill your measure. Fulfill your measure. Ezekiel's vision in the first couple of verses, it speaks of where the healing waters are flowing. And it says that it comes directly from within and without each side of the temple of God. You see, it is His plan for His living waters, for His healing waters to flow into each part, into each one of us as part of His church, but then to flow out of His church as well, to flow out of every single one of us to the north, to the south, to the east, and to the west. We each represent different parts of the city in this house tonight. And God wants to fill every single one of us with an overflowing measure that He would be able to pour out of us into these areas of the city. This river, it flowed from Jerusalem to the other countries. The Lord wants His river to flow from His house, to flow from the altars of His temple, to flow from the bodies of His people, of His believers. And after God shows Ezekiel the different measures of His Spirit, He speaks to us about fulfilling the purpose of these overflowing measures. In verses 6 to 12, He asked me, "Son of man, do you see this?" And then He led me back to the bank of the river. When I arrived there, I saw a great number of trees on each side of the river. He said to me, "This water flows toward the eastern region where it enters the Dead Sea. And when it empties into the sea, the salty water there becomes fresh. There will be large numbers of fish because this water flows there and makes the salt water fresh. So where the river flows, everything will live. Where the river of God flows, everything comes alive. Everything will live. fishermen will stand along the shore, and there will be places for spreading nets, he says. The fish will be of many kinds. Fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. And listen to what it says here. It says, every month they will bear fruit. Every month there will be increase. Every month they will bear fruit because the water from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will serve for food and their leaves for healing. And I believe God says that to us tonight, just as he said to Ezekiel, son of man, do you see it? Church, do you see it? Can you perceive it? Can you look beyond your circumstances? Can you look beyond the pain and the disappointments and the hurts? And can you see the healing river of God flowing in his house, adding to his house, bearing fruit, bringing increase every single month, he says. Every month there will be increase. Verse 9, where the river flows, everything will live. We will stand as the fruitful trees along the shores of God's kingdom, and we will see his salvation come in the name of Jesus. Verse 10 says that we will grow and bear fruit. Every month we will see increase in his kingdom because the water, the gifts, and the power of the Spirit, they come from the sanctuary. They come from the temple of God, from the church. And this water, it flows out to feed people, and it flows out to heal people. John chapter 7, verses 37 to 39, says, on the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood up. This action alone is important for us to take note of. The fact that Jesus wasn't sitting there and teaching in this moment, but it says that he stood up. He commanded the attention of every single hearer. And it says that he said, not in a quiet voice, not in a whisper, but in a loud voice so that every ear would hear and every heart would hear what he was about to say. This was important. He said, I want you to take note of what I am about to proclaim and declare to you. He says, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink, young and old, I believe is what he is saying. Let anyone and everyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. For whoever believes in me, rivers of living water will flow from within them. And by this he meant the Spirit of God. Rivers of living water. He is looking to pour those rivers of living water within us so that they would flow out of us. The rivers of his Spirit tonight, the rivers of his giftings tonight, the rivers of his power, of his full measure tonight into every single person, young and old, he says, so that it would flow out of you, so that it would be food for the people, it would be healing for the people, that we would begin to see miracles, that we would begin to see a mighty move of God in our generation, in this day and age, for his glory. Ephesians 3, for this reason I kneel before the Father, and I pray that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And in closing tonight, God is fighting for this truth. God is fighting for this revelation to become alive. Church, can you believe that tonight? God is fighting for this revelation of his word to come alive in every single heart, not just some people, but in every single heart, in every single believer. He will guide you in his waters. We each are created uniquely. We each are created for a specific purpose. We each are created with individual giftings and anointings in his house, and we must awaken our spirits to this truth. It's time to be awakened to this truth. We must prioritize our time to develop a deeper understanding of his word, being filled to an overflowing measure of his gifts so that his church can advance. It's time to stop walking in the flesh. It's time to stop walking in the flesh. The flesh which compares. Stop comparing yourself to somebody else. Stop saying, well, I wish I had that gift. Well, that person is gifted, but I'm not gifted. Well, what am I supposed to do in the church? What is God calling me to do? Listen, God has giftings. He has an overflowing measure of his Holy Spirit for every single person, young and old. We see it at kids' camp. We see it at youth camp. And you know, when these altars open up, I just want to say this, that when the altars open up, may the entire church of God respond, young and old. Stop walking in the flesh, which questions and covets other people's giftings and callings. We need to walk in the Spirit, to live a life where we each are responsible for spending intimate quality time with the Lord, asking Him, how would you have me to be a part of building this church? How would you have me speak life and Holy Spirit encouragement to somebody today? How would you have me change the spiritual atmosphere in my home? What words can I say? How does my expression of worship need to increase that the measure of your Spirit would overflow from my life and not be just a drop? May we each carry our own spiritual load so that we can all attain to the full measure of God and His house for His glory. There is a standard of the world that is fighting for your attention. There is a standard of the world that is fighting for your time, for your love, for your family, for your relationships. God is saying, awaken to His glory, to His power and His presence. His path is perfect. We need to raise this standard. We need to raise His measure. Every person in this room has spiritual life and spiritual giftings. And some of you have not believed this. Some of you have not been walking in this. And I do not stand here tonight to condemn you in that, but I stand here tonight to say, listen, by the Spirit of God and by the Word of the Lord, it's time for you to arise. It's time for you to be hungry and to receive this truth that you are needed in the house of God. You are needed in the kingdom of God. You are needed in this breakout of revival in this city. You, every young person is needed. Every child is needed. Every parent, every grandparent is needed in this move of God. Satan and the lust of this world will distract you. And God is waiting for us to interrupt our distractions. When the full measure and the overflowing measure of His Spirit is poured out upon His church, the work of the Holy Spirit is evident, isn't it? Each one moving in their gifts with signs and wonders following. You know, I personally have been so blessed these last several weeks as Pastor Ron has been encouraging us and stirring us afresh in our hunger after the Holy Spirit and to move in the Holy Spirit. And last week when he opened up the altars in the evening and he asked who needed a physical healing in their bodies, the altar was filled with people. It is obvious that we are in desperate need, church, for the full measure of the Spirit of God to be alive in His house. We are in desperate need of His healing waters to flow. We are in desperate need for the church to come alive and for every person to carry their spiritual load, for every person to flow in their giftings. When you see somebody at the altar, to come and lay your hands upon them and begin to prophesy life and begin to speak over them. Even if you don't feel worthy, this is the call of God upon our lives. You see somebody sitting by themselves or out in the foyer to be able to go and speak life. Say, God, how am I called to build your church? What is my spiritual load that I am to carry? Is it true tonight that you are counting on your pastors to increase their measure, to fulfill their measure so that you would be fed by the Word of God? We are all counting on our worship leaders to increase their measure, to fulfill their measure so that they would lead us up to the very top of the holy mountain, not just partway up. I want to go as high as Moses went. I want to walk with God. I want to experience the Lord as Ezekiel did, as Isaiah did when the train of the robe filled the temple. And so we are counting on our worship leaders to increase their measure, to fulfill their measure. God is counting on every single one of us to increase our measure, church. God is counting on every one of us to fulfill our measure, to increase our measure of prayer, to increase our measure of a spiritual hunger, to increase our measure of faith. God is counting on us to work together to flow in the fullness of his spiritual gifts so that together we can experience the full measure of God. Come on, I don't know about you, but I don't want just a portion. I want an overflowing measure. I want the full measure of God. The full measure of God looks like healings. It looks like signs and wonders. It looks like salvations pouring into his house. It looks like a greater breakthrough and greater freedom in people's lives. You might be here tonight and you might desire to see a miraculous outpouring of his spirit, but you don't know how to obtain that. The spiritual hunger, it begins at the place of surrender. It begins at the place of a revelation and a deep love for the work of the cross. It begins with praise and worship to the one who gave his life for your eternity, who gave his life for your healing and for your freedom. And when your thanksgiving and your honor in this begins to flow, begins to pour forth from you, he pours the rivers of his Holy Spirit into your being. There will be wisdom and there will be Holy Spirit power that will be overflowing. When the river of his gospel and his spirit flows, it brings healing and it causes dead things to come to life. Amen. Amen. Let's stand together tonight. Revelation 5:6 tells us that God sent the seven spirits out into all the earth. And in this passage, the seven spirits, they represent the fullness of his Holy Spirit. And it doesn't say that he's going to send it out, but it says that he has already sent it out. The full measure of the Holy Spirit is already here. It's already here. And we have the ability to attain to this measure of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Ezekiel's vision shows us a picture of God's healing waters, of his river rising. The tide of his Holy Spirit tonight is rising. The tide of his Holy Spirit tonight is rising. Will you jump in? Do not stand on the shores. Do not stand just in the river where it's up to your ankles or up to your knees, but would you jump in with your entire body, surrender to the work of the Lord? Surrendered, hungry, on fire, asking for God to pour out his revival, asking for God to pour out his spiritual gifts in our generation as in the days of old. Would you let it be done again, oh God? That is the cry of our hearts, not for our name, not for our glory, but Jesus, that your kingdom would come. Jesus, that you would build your church. God urges us and presses upon us, family, young and old alike, to experience deeper waters in his spiritual gifts. And I want to say this, if you're unsure of what this means and what this looks like, seek wisdom from your pastors. Seek spiritual counsel and guidance in this. Seek it out. Don't just sit back and say, well, I want it, but I don't know how to get it. I don't know what that means for my life. I need a little bit more teaching in that. Go after the teaching. Go after that wisdom. Seek this out. Learn about what it is. Operate in them, please, so we can experience the full measure of God's salvation, so that we can experience the full measure of his signs and his wonders. Let's take a moment and close ourselves in with the Lord. And I want to ask you to invite his Holy Spirit to begin to stir you afresh, to maybe even just reveal your measure to you where you are tonight. Can you envision the heart of God? Son and daughter, the Lord says, can you see it? Can you see the rivers of God flowing so deep and so wide and so high in his temple? Can you see it flowing in such a measure that it covers our entire beings, our sons and our daughters, the wayward, the lost, the lonely, the broken, the hurting, those who are crippled and lame? Oh, can you see and envision his healing waters beginning to flow? What would his church look like? What would it look like if every person was walking in their spiritual giftings, overflowing with the love and the power of the Holy Spirit? The altars are open tonight, and if you have need of anything, you're hungry for the Lord, we encourage you just to come and let's spend a few minutes just asking for the river of God to flow in his house. Let's spend a few minutes just stirring that up in our lives. Increase the measure in your life tonight. Increase the measure in your life. See what the Lord would want to do. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would stir every person afresh in this moment. I pray, O Lord, that your rivers would begin to flow in your temple, at your altar and down the aisles and every single seat, that your river would just begin to flow in the name of Jesus, that the spiritual thirst would just begin to come alive in our hearts tonight, Lord. We worship you and we jump in for your purposes. Come if you need prayer. We'd love to pray with you. Let's worship the Lord.